My youngest nephew, Chris, is turned 43 this year. And 35 or 36 years ago, he'd be embarrassed if he knew I was telling you this. He had some onion rings, and somebody asked him if he liked them. And he said, "I like everything except the white part in the middle." I always thought that was just so interesting and so revealing that very often we love what's on the outside. We love the superficial things. We love the things that we can do and see and hear. But then sometimes we're not that crazy about the essence of the thing itself. It is frightening to me how often we say that we want to be something or do something without really realizing and appreciating the essence of the thing that we are talking about. It's not just a reluctance to do the work, but it's sometimes a lack of understanding of what is the essence of that thing. What is the part in the middle if we're talking about faith life? The essence of the thing in Christianity is to be at one with Christ and with other people. And if we are to be at one with other people, it means living in peace, giving up some of our contentiousness. Now, to quote someone from our gospel today, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" Jesus in the gospel today is talking about eating flesh and drinking his blood. I don't know about you, but I kind of wince when I hear those words very often. We have, at least in the Episcopal Church, become somewhat comfortable with the symbolism of the Eucharist. We speak of it as Christ's body and blood. And those words don't jar us as much as they must have jarred Jesus' listeners at the time. But if we're at least mostly comfortable with the symbolism in the wording of the Eucharist and the Gospel, what is the primary thing that discomforts us about Jesus' teaching, about his saying that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood? For one thing, the word flesh suggests a strong connection between what we do at the Eucharist and how we conduct ourselves in our lives every day. If I take communion, Christ becomes part of me, and so does every human being I encounter. This teaching is difficult. But elsewhere, Jesus has said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." When we can do that, in those brief moments when we can do it, we make this life eternal and transcendent. When we choose to love instead of being defensive, competitive, petty, unforgiving, we enter the eternal life of God with God in the present moment. We don't use right one as often in this church as in some other churches, but in it, the language is a little different. It is more traditional. And there is a prayer in it called the Prayer of Humble Access. And in that prayer, I get uncomfortable again, because it says, "Grant us, therefore, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us." This is a difficult teaching. Who can accept it? Jesus dwells in me. Have I honored that presence, or have I dishonored it? Being a Christian means loving God by loving others. And that desire has to be more important to us than anything else we do. The need to win, the need to accomplish, put it first that we love other people. And by doing that, we love God. This is a difficult teaching. We are not Christians because we share liturgies or prayers or histories. We are Christians because we love. Love is the essence of what we are doing here. So, and I've asked this question before, if loving other people could bring us joy and a sense of transcendence now, why isn't everybody doing it? My watch is distracting. First of all, we misunderstand the word love. We think it means a deeper, more lasting, more intense version of like. Doesn't that remind you of grade school? Do you like him or do you like? But the love Jesus speaks of has nothing to do with liking a person. It is about choosing to love that person and treat that person as part of the body of Christ. Second, our very language betrays us. We can only love people who are lovable, right? Wrong. God chooses to love us, no matter what we do, no matter what we have done or left undone. And I seriously doubt that God likes me much sometimes. But I do know without doubt that God loves me. And when Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you, he means to love without insisting the person be worthy of it. We don't deserve love, but God loves us. And God says, maybe they don't deserve love, but you are to love them. This teaching is difficult. Loving is a choice. It is an act of will. It is the thing itself, the essence of what we do. So if loving isn't predicated on liking, then how do we practice this love, the essence of Christianity? We have to sacrifice. We have to compromise. Occasionally, we have to temper our own rights in order to take care of other persons. We have to discipline ourselves to stop before saying something cruel or hurtful or simply unproductive. We have to give up time and money and all of our resources. Sometimes we have to give something up to help someone who has not experienced the love of God. We could do it by calling someone who has hurt us, reestablishing contact. Our society would tell us that that is a way that we lose out. But it is not losing. It is loving. In such simple ways, we begin to learn how to follow the commandment God has given us through Jesus, to love one another as I have loved you. Yes, this is a difficult teaching, but it is the essence of Christianity. Love, through actions that may feel embarrassing or unimpressive or humbling to us, love is the essential part in the middle. Religion is just the coating that makes it more palatable, but can distract us from the essence. We love the trappings of Christianity. We love our church going and our sacraments and our church family. But what we should love the most is love. The capacity given by God to love other human beings, even ones we don't like. To love is the essence of what we try to do here. It's much easier to focus on the coating, on the surface, on the outside. But if we truly want to follow Jesus Christ, we will discipline ourselves to like especially the essence. I really believe that this world would change dramatically if all of us who proclaim ourselves to be Christians finally really started being nourished by the heart and the middle.